Hello, we are Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And you're listening to Ménage à Trois Radio, where we discuss your hearts and parts.
Ooh, you bet your sweet sinkholes we do. You know what else we do is we invite a third party to join us here in the sack. We'll be chatting about sex, relationships, and every goddamn thing in between.
That's right, darling.
Hello.
Hello. You know a thought that I thought today?
What think did you thought?
Do you remember Enya?
The carnival. Are you talking about the... No.
That's Natalie Merchant.
The flautist?
I don't think she's a flautist, but she sang like new agey music.
Yeah.
And I remember really liking it when I was young.
Yeah, it's like a...
It's like sail away,
elevator.
Sail away, sail away.
Was that Enya?
That was Enya.
That's a fucking power hit.
Well, that's enough of my thoughts.
Hey, I like when you think thoughts.
Thanks, darling. You know who else might have some thoughts?
Mm.
This NYC-based writer, producer, and actor by way of Windsor Terrace, Brooklyn. He's written for a lot of cool shows and is currently a consulting producer on Fusion's The Chris Gethard Show.
You've seen him perform on many a UCB House Improv and Sketch Team, as well as the long-running Terry Withers Mysteries. He currently plays Jerome Seinfeld in the beloved UCB Theater New York show Improvise Seinfeld. We are moist to welcome Mr. Noah Forman.
Woohoo!
Ooh, hey guys.
Hey, now you can talk.
Oh, good. Great.
Yes, now it's allowed.
Did you say Jerome Seinfeld?
I did. I went Jerome.
He always says Jerome. It's one of my favorites.
I feel like there was an episode where someone called him Jerome.
Really?
Is that true?
This could be a dream. This could be an Enya fantasy of mine. But I feel like someone was like, yeah, I don't know if it was Elaine. Someone maybe one of his parents.
You know what? This feels like the kind of thing a quick Google search would solve, but it's also not the kind of thing I want to solve that easily.
No, right. I want to let that sit.
Haz can look it up.
Okay.
But don't tell us until we say we're ready to know.
Yeah, I kind of want to let this...
Let it hang in
the
air.
This might be weeks in the making.
Pretend that we're back in the days where you had to let shit like that just sit around. You could spread rumors so easily.
Good old days.
You'd go to like the rotary telephone and call everyone you knew,
yep.
Try to get answers.
Yes.
I love that you do that though. I'm trying to think who else you do that with, but you'll give people like a full name that they don't have.
Yeah.
Famous people, mm-hmm. When you refer to them.
Yeah. It's my way of just bucking the celebrity culture. You know?
I love it.
I'm going to go formal with you, whether it's even your full name or not.
You're almost throwing a little bit of shade his way.
I kind of am with a Jerome. Sure.
Sure.
I mean, look,
he deserves it.
You got to take your shots at Seinfeld.
Absolutely. You know? I mean, talk about a powerful man who needs to be taken down a notch.
I mean, some fucking jerk-off calls him Jerome. I think he still wins in that situation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If somebody is a billionaire, you get to say whatever you want.
He's a bit of a jerk in that new program that he's on. The cars and coffee. I think he's definitely a billionaire.
Cars
I would
and
say.
Coffee.
He's got 1 billion.
I feel like no one ever wants to say the full name of that show. They always want to abbreviate it.
Yeah,
the coffee cars thing.
The coffee cars. Yeah, it's a long title.
Transportation, caffeine. What?
Mm-hmm.
So he's rude to people when they get in the car. I haven't really seen it.
You know, I just think it's just a generational thing. I'm willing to chalk it up to. He's a little out of touch.
Yeah, and the problem with that show is no one really cares about his cars at all.
No.
Yeah,
Jay Leno cares about his cars.
Well, and no one cares about Jay Leno.
That's the problem.
Well, I think it's also like a timing thing. I think that's a show that would have been big maybe in the 90s. I think right now being like, look at how rich I am and all my amazing cars is not really finger on the pulse.
No.
No, that's the 1% is really popular right now.
Yeah, so popular.
And the 1% is all over Crackle. I think they all have that downloaded on their phone.
That's a major status sign is that Crackle subscription.
Yep.
What is Crackle?
someone brought it up on this show.
It's like all we talk about.
I'll say this.
Haz brought it up.
Yeah. Gotta love Crackle. Original programming, baby.
But how about this? There's Crackle. I feel like Crackle does. They have original programming. But there's like a few other of these content channels.
Crumble.
Like, what is Vudu?
Wiggle.
Vudu's
You guys
one?
Know Vudu? V-U-D-U?
No.
They own the rights to probably like 15 movies.
That sounds like Hulu, but porn.
If you get like a smart TV, if you get a Roku, you get an Apple TV, there's going to be, you can get a Vudu channel on there, and they have stuff. And there's like a bunch of these
stuff.
And someone works for this company. Someone's like on a date, and like, what do you do? He's like, I work for Vudu.
I'm in Vudu.
Interesting. I feel like that's with Tidal.
Yeah.
What is Tidal? It's Jay-Z's, like, iTunes. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, it's too much.
I am making myself sound out of touch.
No, because I think there are a lot of those things that just maybe own the rights to something through some subsidiary, and they're like, we can air this, that, and the third. But if you're not doing original content, If you're not at least putting coffee in cars.
You can't.
And I don't give a goddamn.
Speaking of the 1%, we consider ourselves a pretty classy podcast, so we like to wine and dine our guests, do
yes.
we not?
Yeah, we try to, and we asked Noah his bev of choice.
And he said whiskey 420.
Yes.
Yes.
Which was a great response.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry, we don't have the 420 today.
I know. We didn't bring our wax.
Well, that's okay.
Wax
half. We got half of what? Of the
oh, yeah,
order.
We're drinking bullet
oh,
bourbon.
I actually just sign all my emails 420.
That's what that was.
Oh,
yes.
Man. I was wondering why it was like in that light purple color and
exactly.
flashing.
Yep.
That was cool.
It's my signature.
The flashing purple.
Well, also, we're not allowed to smoke weed in here, I wanted to mention.
No.
I think we have. Sorry, UC.
No, shut up.
What?
Hey, no, Haas didn't know anything about it.
Really? He's the one who brought the bong and stuck
Diana,
it up his ass.
What are you doing?
Remember?
Yeah. Yo, you had a huge pull off that bong into your rectum, though.
All right,
I will
so
say.
We're credit, all right, we're, and we're back.
All right.
All right. So
Haas is asshole and weed.
Weed.
Now we're back.
Noah, tell us, are you single?
Oh, I am not single.
We already knew that.
Yes, I'm actually.
We know you
I'm,
really
I'm
well.
Newly married, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. And we've had your lovely wife on our podcast.
Yes. Yep.
Kristen Akimovic.
That's mm-hmm. right.
If you are a real listener, you already know all about it.
Yes, exactly. She spoke highly of you on the program.
Well, that's nice. Do you guys like to shame first time listeners all the time?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you keep them. Right?
Yeah.
Our numbers are so high. Huge. We're trying to get them down.
Yeah, you don't want numbers that are
too,
big.
I mean, our server, our Crackle, can't handle it.
No. Crackle is crackin'.
Yeah.
What?
We embed through Crackle, right, Haas?
Sure.
Great.
Thanks, Haas.
Yeah, so you're not looking to mingle, but you had an awesome wedding. Your wedding was a great time.
It was.
Thank you. There was you guys were a lot of fun.
There was an alpaca. Or a couple or two.
There were a couple alpacas,
three.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was
like
there
that.
Was a goat that drank some whiskey.
I saw a goat.
Drunk
I did see
goat.
A goat.
And there was also just lovely people and a lovely time.
It was a lovely time.
It really was.
So down to brass tacks. How's it's being good. Married?
It's great. It's great.
Yep.
I like it. It's fun. It's fun to say I'm married.
But don't you feel like other than that, there aren't like any real huge changes?
No, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. It's one of those things where it happens and everyone's like, how's life now? And it's like, well, on like a real micro level, nothing's really changed. It's not like it's old fashioned. We're like, well, we now moved in together.
Yeah,
and
out of our parents' house.
Yeah, finally got to have sex together. It's really great.
Well, and like old uncles are always like, party's over. And I'm like, what? Party's been
Every
over for a while.
One of my old uncles, yeah.
It's
yeah.
You could have
like,
gone either way on that. Like, oh no, the party's still going. But you went with, no, the party has been
party
over
has
for
been.
A while.
In a lot of ways, the party's still going. But I just mean, in these modern times, when you're like living with the person you're gonna marry, like depending on like if you have an open relationship, it's not like you've been fucking people until the day of the wedding.
Yeah, I just think old uncles are cyborgs who need an update because it's like every one of them has that same. They're just on that repeat. It's every time. It's like well, leading up to the wedding, anytime I would speak to either an old uncle of mine or anyone's old uncle, it was always that like, well, it is a month out. You still got it. Still time to and then they just short circuit.
Yeah, they just short circuit and explode. Maybe it's generational. Maybe married life is going through a process of change.
Everyone hated their wives immediately when they got married in the 50s and 60s.
I think it was a requirement.
Yeah,
that's true.
Less people are getting married now by far.
Yeah, so when you get married now, you usually want to, which that's positive change.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is this true? So I've never seen any statistical.
We looked it up the other night.
No one gets married anymore.
Yeah. Wow. We crackled it, and it was actually the numbers are like half.
I would really, really love to see that graph.
Also, I'll send it to you.
Please
you
do.
You on crackle?
I'm okay. You just I'll crackle. Just crackle me. If it doesn't work, just voodoo it over.
It's Noah420 on crackle.com.
That's right. That's right.
Well, speaking of crackle, what do you guys say we slip on over to sexy science?
Ooh.
What do we do here, darling?
Well, here we try to discuss topical matters of the hearts and parts. So we rip articles from the headlines.
Rip from the headlines.
This one comes to us from one of our favorite sites, leafy.com. Title of this article is Smoking Herb Will Give You Boobs.
Light it up, up. Smoke it up, up. Exhale, exhale. Now let's sex to the gut.
Oh, good one. Good one.
That's R. Kelly, and the name of the song is actually Sex Weed.
Mm-hmm.
Felt appropriate. So since the beginning of time, potheads have argued over whether or not Mary Jane is an aphrodisiac, but it appears there's a new sexy reason to smoke weed on the block, and that's man boobs.
Oh, that's right. Marijuana can be a real good sexy time, but according to the National Institute of Health, they're real
health.
Something. Regular cannabis consumption causes whatever this is thing, it's just basically Moobs, Gynamacostian.
Yeah, that sounds like how I would
Okay.
I never claimed to be able to read.
I do have a follow-up question to this news story. Is that how news stories work? You get follow-up questions?
Yes, that's it. Yep.
Please.
Good.
If you're a responsible journalist, yes.
So, wait. Is this true for women as well as men or just in men?
This article just talked about men, and I was wondering that too, because why would it be that way?
Yeah, why would it just be, is it an increased
Well, it's an effect
estrogen?
On testosterone.
Well, okay. Let me pose a hypothetical question.
Please do.
Okay. So, first off, we have to start with the base understanding here, which is, in general, I think men would prefer not to have boobs. Right. We agree that men growing boobs is not a desirable outcome. Happens, you know, body changes, you get older, it's, you know, it happens.
Society's not a big fan of
It's ideal boobs. That as a man you don't have big female
knockers.
Boobs.
Right.
You don't
right.
have knockers. You don't want bazoongas. But what, now let's say you're a guy, now not every guy is like a huge boob guy, but let's say we're all huge boob guys here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Huge.
So this is a hypothetical role play question.
Got it.
Okay. So now we're all guys who love boobs and we agree male boobs are not desirable. If this thing about weed meant that you would grow big female boobs, but also your partner would grow even bigger boobs exponentially.
Right. Mm.
There's no end. Would you then both smoke together, but you had to both be smoking?
Yes.
In some scientific world, there's like, you know, the thing
I like
where
this
like,
experiment.
You guys, it happens to both of you because you're married right. in the universe.
Yes. Hypothetically, I'm a guy over here. I love titties. I would do it because my take on most men, again, this is like an oversimplification, is like that they would care more about their own pleasure than their vanity.
Mm. Yes.
You know?
Yeah. So the trade off is, you.
Because they're like, I don't have to fuck me. You have to deal with that. And I just want to fuck you.
And I would also say I'm not at my fattest right now, but I remember I was always, you know, when I first started jerking off, I was always in somewhat athletic shape. When I first started getting out of shape, there was a point where my tits got big enough. I just remember, just a flash of this, just remember masturbating and thinking, like, you grab your, and then I was like, nah, this is not going to do anything. But there was a moment
where. You tried
it. I tried it. I was like, this is enough of a breast. If you grab my breast, it's, a, you know, it's an A.
I think it's interesting to pretend it's someone else's breast. That's hard. But a lot of people, like, would not mind nipple stimulation while masturbating.
No.
So at what point does it cross over to role playing that you're like, chopping your boobs off your own body and putting it on someone else's body?
Then you're really high.
It's like, how am I not myself? Because you're doing everything else when you're masturbating too.
You are, yeah. And what is the other thing was the sperm, lower sperm count. So is that not, I mean, that was potentially a myth.
So that's just
I don't
another,
know what the studies were.
So if we're in a world where we agree that this action we take of smoking would mean that the man gets boobs and the woman gets boobs, we agree that most guys who are boobs guys would still go
would
be
still
down
do
with
that.
This.
I think
now,
so.
What if it also lowers your sperm count?
And it lowers your girlfriend's sperm count?
Yes. Or it raises. If we're throwing in hypotheticals, your girlfriend's sperm count goes through the roof.
I like these hypothetical role plays.
Well, then we just blast through all the genders and we're all just fucking stoned and just enjoying.
Well, that's the thing is, like, I don't think people who smoke weed enough to get, like, those hardcore side effects would care that much about them.
Right.
You know?
I think it works both ways, though. I think this article might have focused on men because, like you said, that's more of a, men don't want the bigger boobs. But that this, it very well may do. I always think of hippie mamas as
having,
I always think those, the big sloppy naturals.
The tube
when I
titties.
Think, yeah.
Well,
I mean, I don't know if there's a correlation there. But.
It's hard because we all probably started smoking when we were teenagers and our bodies have changed because we're like old and, you know, fat now. But like, sorry, Noah. But like, I just am like, it'd
Noah's
be hard.
The fattest one in this room for
well,
because
I want to ask you guys, like, have you noticed that? But I feel like no one could pinpoint that because you're like, I don't know. Is it just the beer?
Is it the fried food?
Not
is it
going
the
to the gym?
Yeah.
As a former fat kid, I'd like to chime in here.
Get it.
Please.
I had big old titties when I was a kid.
Mm.
Wow.
And my parents made me be on the swim team, and I had to wear a Speedo, too.
And a bra?
Yeah, when I say Speedo, it was like a one.
Oh, a one? Oh, a full one.
No,
like, yeah.
Come on, guys. My parents are not monsters.
I was just thinking like a sports bra.
No. But now that I don't have titties anymore, I'm very motivated to not
How big were you?
To not go back, yeah.
How big were you?
So I would say freshman year of high school, it was 230, maybe pushing 240.
What are you now?
Get the fuck out of here.
And a 38 waist.
Right?
38 waist.
So Haas is a slender gent now.
Yeah,
I was surprised
like
by the. I saw a photo and I couldn't believe it.
He showed us a photo of him in the band, and it was like not him.
Yeah, I looked like an inflated motherfucker.
He looked like he was playing all the roles in an Eddie Murphy film,
yes,
where he just put
exactly
on a suit and was in the band. So you're saying you want nothing to do with the tits to go back. And you smoke a lot of weed. So
that's why this is concerning me. But I don't buy into this shit because I've smoked a lot of weed and I have not seen any growth.
Beer.
If anything, I have less tit.
Right. Ooh.
I feel like any short-term side effect of marijuana at this point, I think by all four people in this conversation, we would have experienced it by now.
Yes, I think with the amounts that we've all done, I feel like, we would know what
otherwise, this experiment, they're like, if you smoke 10 pounds of weed a day, this will happen. It's like, that's not happening.
Yeah, no.
Debunked.
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 That was an interesting, sexy science.
Yes, it was. We actually got to the bottom of that science.
Am I allowed to hit the bell?
Pseudoscience.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, at any time.
I don't want to right now, but I might get inspired.
Oh, yeah. No, people have asked, and we've let them. what do you say we slip on over to Listener Love?
Oh, yes.
Did you just say that?
No.
Oh, no.
Nope.
Oh, boy.
I'm just bored over here, sitting around watching the tits grow.
Wow.
Listen, a mailbag.
So what do we do here?
We're shitty at giving advice. You know, we're busty, but we don't have the brains.
Sure.
So we need your help in giving people
Thank
some
you, dear.
Advice. You have the brains.
What?
I have the boobs. All right, so, Haas, who do we have this week?
Our first question comes from Pam in Staten Island via our Twitter at Menage Radio. Pammy says, Mexican food makes me fart so much that it scares men away. But God damn it, do I love the stuff? So not a question.
No.
We've been getting a lot of statements.
Yeah.
Not questions. I mean, I guess the question being like, you know, like... implied is like one worth the other,
right? And a later on in the relationship, maybe a first date, you might not be the one to suggest to go to a Mexican restaurant.
I feel like I'm too old to answer these sort of questions because I completely understand why you wouldn't want to be like gross if you're meeting someone for the first time.
Right.
But like in my old age, I'm just like eat whatever you want, and fart and whatever.
Well, I think it's a bit of an issue of you know moderation, right? Like.
Like three off, farts, not 100 farts.
Like, look, we all know that Mexican food is farty. Like, that's not...
It's a farty... It's
you
a
know,
farty
it's a
food.
Farty food. Bean-heavy food. But, you know, don't eat a ton of it. Maybe eat the things that are less likely to make you fart. If you're on a first or second date, by the third date, you can fart it.
Yeah.
You gotta.
It's fine.
You gotta.
Just eat margaritas.
Yes.
Eat those margaritas.
That liquid lunch.
No I just pictured jokes. Like a stoner dude with huge tits eating Mexican food and like shitting his pants.
That would be good. Correct me if I'm wrong.
We should hook that person up with Staten Island.
This is
lady.
That's a match made in heaven.
Your
what
image.
Were you looking to be corrected on if you were wrong?
I feel like vegans have farty diets, like the cabbage, soy, and I don't know, tofu and shit. So maybe
seems like the healthy food is what makes you fart.
Right.
A lot.
So,
true.
So hook up with a vegan.
Yeah, get with a vegan.
Yeah.
Blast, just light the place up wherever you are.
I feel like there's a fart spectrum, and the tons of farts meets at, like, the spectrum where it bends, because there's the really unhealthy farts, and then the really healthy. There's, like, the broccoli farts, and then there's, the, like, smoking meth farts.
Yeah. Yep.
Also, just to pick this apart a little bit, she said correct me if I'm wrong, it scares them away?
Yes, it scares men away.
So the stench is also
Is the fear that... She will eat a lot of Mexican food and therefore be a farty person? Or is it that she's just happened, like, oh, no, I'm dating a farty person, not realizing, like, oh, we're out at a Mexican place, she's farting, I'm farting, we're all farting, we're at a Mexican restaurant.
If everyone...
That's like a jingle for the local Mexican restaurant. I'm farting, you're farting.
Gigi's went under with that jingle.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I guess what I'm saying is date smarter men. Men who, like... See the circumstance and know
men who understand. Yeah, after a Mexican feast,
a smart man puts a clothesline pin on his snout and says, "Pass the beans."
Mm-hmm,
I've never seen someone do that.
No,
I've seen it in the cartoons. I've seen like cartoons and stuff, but you never actually seen someone say,
"I'm
going to
put the clothespin on."
Oh,
I don't have any clothespins. We got to get clothespins around the house.
I have mini ones because they're so cute, but I never know what to do with them.
I can't be around clothespins.
Don't care for them?
No, I play with them too much.
Yeah.
When we used to do Gethard Show at the at Public Access, there was always a big bin of clothespins. Mm-hmm. And I would just, every week, I would take them apart. And do it, like, kind of nervously.
Yeah.
And then I was like, after, like, a few months, I was like, oh, there's no more clothespins. This, like, innocent thing I'm doing has now had a real effect.
Yeah.
Well, there are interesting pens.
Pins?
Pens.
Oh,
pens.
Yeah, sure.
You want to see the mechanism. You want to see how you two are not inventors, but like.
Yeah, but then you break the thing you love.
Sure.
Oh, there's a pen. Noah's taunting me with a pen.
I also just want to float. I want to get this started. You know, the silent but deadly everyone always talks about. The loud but friendly is my favorite kind of fart.
Oh, those are fun.
Which I get from Mexican food specifically. It's weird enough that it doesn't stink as much as it should. It's thunderous, but there's nothing.
Those are the fun ones.
The loud but friendly, like it brings the whole community together. Yeah.
It really does, because everyone can chuckle and no one's really like, oh, fucking asshole, now I got to smell this.
Well, that's like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Like, you didn't think him and Grandpa Joe were, like, making the room smell. They were just farting and belching. Were they not farting? Was it just belching? I thought it was both.
It might have been both.
I don't remember.
Man, I'm rewriting history. All right. Should we help someone else?
Yeah, sure.
That person was helped.
I feel like they were helped.
Well, our second query comes from Bernard in South Padre, Texas, via our Facebook page, Menage a Trois Radio. B-Boy asks... Yikes. Can you tan your penis?
Absolutely. I mean, it's skin. Yeah. It'll tan.
I don't see why not.
I wouldn't tan only the penis. The reverse tan line's a weird look. You drop trowel, you're really pale, and you just have a really tan penis.
Yeah, it might make it look smaller.
You should probably tan your balls, too.
Yes. Don't do one without the
other. And let's not ignore the obvious. You don't want to burn them.
No. Oh. Don't leave them in too long.
I mean, does that go without saying? I guess that goes without saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I was going to burn any patch, it wouldn't be near
it. It wouldn't be
there.
The dick patch. What I was going to say, too, is I know you're like, of course you can. It's skin. And I get what you mean, but there are different kinds of skin on the body. Like, your tongue is skin, but does that tan? Like, I don't know. Dicks are usually weird colors.
Yeah, you get two-tone dicks, and dicks aren't always the same flesh color as your
day-to-day flesh.
Well,
yeah, my labia don't match my, like, stomach.
No, I remember.
I don't know if they would tan.
You need two different SPFs.
Right. Yes.
Yes.
Now you're traveling.
That's the answer. The variety pack.
Yeah, the SPF for the labia.
Man, I'll tell you, on the topic of sunburns and tans and stuff, I just went to a sun-filled place recently.
Oh, yes.
For 2 weeks. I went to Hawaii for 2 weeks on my honeymoon. It was great.
Oh, and your cock is looking dark.
Thank you very much. got the cock nice and tan.
Yes.
Looking nice.
No, but I always, like, it's a thing where whenever I come back from a beach place, I always feel like, I'm always worried about the judgment because I'm kind of like pale. So it's either I have to be very careful because I'll get sunburned very easily.
Yeah.
So I have to put on a lot of sunscreen, which means I'm also going to tan probably kind of slowly. And I feel like people, I go, they're like, oh, you're in Hawaii for 2 weeks.
Where's the fuck is your tan?
Yeah, where the fuck is your tan? And I'm like, what we should be celebrating is a lack of burn. But yes. I've been getting a lot of, oh, you were in Hawaii for 2 weeks? Looks like you had a lot of fun.
Yeah. You were outdoors a bunch.
Yeah. Oh, sounds like you really, yeah.
You should just be like, sorry, I was in my apartment just boning my new wife.
Yeah, we didn't step outside once.
No.
Fun fact about Noah on his honeymoon, he did yoga with a horse.
Yes. I did horse yoga. Yes. It was very funny.
Yes, that's the photos. Awesome.
You've seen the photos.
I have.
And not only that, we just sent the photos over to the horse yoga place. And I'm pretty sure we were their first real official horse yoga session. So I think we're going to be on their website as the example.
Yes, please.
And we sent them a lot because we like this, that we'll be the people.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You have to.
And now look, we're all in the entertainment industry here. This has been my most motivation.
Oz is like kind of.
Well, he's in the industry.
I'm teasing Oz.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Diana. Continue.
You're welcome, Oz.
Thanks.
We all want to. This is the biggest reason I ever want to be famous now, is I want to get I want to get really, 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 really famous so that these people on this little island in Hawaii have photos of me and my super famous wife.
Here are the
before
celebs.
We were famous.
Right.
I want to do this for them.
Until like something comes out that they're like Nazis, and then you're like, can I have those pictures?
Well, then something? They sell those photos to TMZ.
Can I tell you something, though? Exactly. These were wonderful people. Though the guy did say all lives matter at one point, but I really don't think he understood it. He went all lives matter, right?
And he meant like horse lives.
Yeah, he like really meant it in that way of like, I really love all life, but I don't think he got that was like a response.
Yeah.
You should help him. You should be like, don't say that, man.
We both kind of like tensed up and looked at each other and then realized I think he's just, lives on a small island in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
So, whatever color your dick is, grab a horse and do some yoga.
I just want to also really quick, on top of that, go to the tanning place where it is the opposite. You're wearing like a full body suit with just the genital. Because okay. Usually most tanning beds, my understanding is you cover your privates. But I'm sure you could go full nude.
I think you cover like your eyes and your privates.
Is there a thing you less want to do in your life than go into a freaking tanning
booth? No, it sounds...
I've been in one because in high school we would do that before dances, which is like pathetic because I'm so pale and so bad for me.
I think that's
fucking hot. And I would do it for like 2 minutes. Because I didn't want to burn. And then he'd be like, I went tan. It was ridiculous.
You're just sitting in under hot lights.
No, it's
in a
like
cramped,
torture.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no interest.
Torture.
That's like, I have like whatever the opposite of a bucket list. It's like the list of things I never want to do.
Yeah.
That's
Ooh,
on there.
Like,
no tanning
booth. What's the opposite of it? Like an upside down bucket? You want it to be like an Audi.
Also, it feels like when you go into a room with a lot of radiation, maybe around like an MRI machine or something like that. Or if you're out on the
casually,
if you're out on the golf course and you're afraid, you don't end up in America's Funniest Home Videos or the tanning booth. It's the eyes and the genitals. Those are the two things you do cover in all
oh,
of those
yes,
situations.
True.
You're always like, if you feel like something's going to happen,
no.
you cover
cavemen
gents and
walking
eyes.
Around. They're like, I have an idea. I'm going to put a rock over my dick.
Yep.
It's really hot.
I didn't know
there.
You were such a historian.
Wow. It's crazy. Call me Dr. History.
Coming to crackle.
Haz, is there any way to turn the air on? It's like 1,000 degrees in here.
Right. I told Haz to turn it off.
Yeah, but that was like hours ago.
No, it wasn't. All right, I'll go do it. I'll be right back.
Okay, love you.
Hey,
bye.
Love you. See you soon.
So, Haz, what's our third question? Oh, he's gone.
Is this part get edited out, or is this going
to
be live?
We always
see.
Say
I
we're
prefer
edit
to let
it,
it fly. But yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
that's good to know.
Tell us all your secrets.
Secrets.
I really want to do a horse yoga.
I know. I thought. I initially thought it looked a lot.
Ooh, the air is a blowin'.
There she goes. I initially thought it was going to be like the thing we saw on something where you put a horse down on the ground.
Oh, on The Bachelor, they were just like bending
a horse
around.
Oh yeah, no, this is you sit on a horse and you do the top half of your body doing yoga. Well, you do it with your feet too.
But you're the one doing the yoga.
Oh, you're doing the horse is doing nothing.
Horse is chilling.
It's like you've created a centaur together. And you're doing like the torso yoga
yes.
The horse is
absolutely.
Like remaining
there
solid.
Was you're bareback on the horse.
Wow.
So, I know.
Of course.
Not bareback in the horse.
No, use protection.
You ever try to do the cobra position in a saddle? No.
Oh,
but there is a point where you like put your feet, you have to like lift your feet. I've only been on a horse twice, so it's like hard. You
Ooh,
get a little
expert.
Worried. When I said only twice, I was really just bragging. No, but it's hard to keep your balance.
I know.
It is. Yeah, and then that's a far fall.
And they're big beasts, and you're like, at any point, this animal could just be like, I don't
but
care
But what wonderful
you.
Beasts.
Oh, they're incredible
You know,
beasts.
I was never much of a horse person.
Until you
Kristen's
look into
a huge
eyes.
Horse person.
Yeah.
And I've just come around. They're really wonderful creatures.
They really
I just
are.
Picture Kristen as a huge horse person.
Yes, huge horse person.
Yes.
Physically large.
She's a very
centaur.
Large
centaur.
Part. Horse person. I'm a horse person too.
You are.
I think it's more common.
I was the same. I was introduced to the wonderful beasts by Diana.
Unless women, unless men are raised like in a more rural setting, mm-hmm. I can't talk. I feel like girls are more likely to do horse stuff.
Get into horse.
I did grow up very close to the horse stables for the. I believe it's like I don't know if it's police officers or something, but there's a horse stable
in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
The Federation of Black Cowboys? Is that what you're talking about?
No. That's a whole other
deal. Yeah.
That's a whole other deal.
Yes.
This is just, there's like a horse stable in Kensington, Windsor Terrace.
You can't go ride the police horses.
Honestly, the truth is I don't know. I just know there was a horse stable. And when you grow up in New York City, there being a horse stable nearby is like something you take note of.
Yeah, that's a novelty.
I just don't think the cops would be cool about lending the horses out.
If there's anything I know about cops, they ain't cool with anything.
No, dog. But they don't have tits because they ain't smoking weed.
Mm-mm.
I just wanted to talk about that again. Haz, do we have anyone else who needs our
Haz,
help?
Haz, thanks for the air. Feels nice.
Oh, no problem.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah.
Great.
We do have another question.
That was from the last one.
Rachel in Honolulu emailed us at menage@radio@gmail. Rach wonders, hey guys, love the show. Any tips on how to break up with someone your family really loves? I've been dating the same woman for 3 years, and I have lost interest. But she's super close to my siblings and my parents. Like, they like her better than me. Shit.
This is the first earnest question we've received in maybe 50 episodes, I would say. They're usually just like, my dick's on fire and I got tits growing out of my weed ass. But this one actually
I don't like this one so much.
Don't like it?
No, because I feel like this one is, it's like you know the answer.
You guys are, you just shit on all of the people who write it.
No, I appreciate that.
Both kinds of
questions. That's right. You said everyone else was terrible. Don't worry. Yes. Both agree everyone else was terrible.
Okay.
No, I just feel like you break up with them. Like, it's, what do you want us, like, we could say, oh, here's what you should do. You should go to your family and
talk shit
about the person and
make them hate them
and then make, like, you could do that. If that's the advice you want, there you go. There's your advice. Go talk shit.
Hey, for not wanting to give advice, you gave some pretty good advice there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That was some strong advice.
I was going to say, cut your losses, give her the family.
Ooh.
That's great. That's true. Because yeah. What is so great about the
go
family?
Here, if you're like, if you don't like this woman and they like her better,
more than you,
then
yeah.
You should just start over.
Yeah, this seems like you can just do a family swap.
Yeah, because also my question, my follow-up question, and I don't know if we have these people
you have
available.
A lot of follow-up questions.
Why are they concerned that their family will be upset? Or are they more concerned about, like, are they like, I don't care about my girlfriend, like, she can go, it's just my family will be upset? Or are they concerned that they'll break up and she'll still be involved in the family and be friends with the sisters and siblings?
That's
or whatever.
Interesting. Maybe, yeah. You don't want her hanging around the family. You don't want her to be invited to the family functions after you sever ties. But also then you're maybe just getting a little nervous about the next, you know, the big shoes to fill for the next partner, potentially, to say, who do I bring in here and what standards are they going to be held to?
Oh, yeah, that's hard. When you're going home with someone for the first time and there's just, like, photos of their ex everywhere.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah.
It's very strange.
And they're like, we really loved Ophelia.
Yes.
And like, cool.
I do think at this point you should just leak some fake footage of them being like saying they're a pedophile.
Kicking
or something.
Kicking a dog. Yep. Oh, or the pedophile.
Yeah, pedo, yeah. They're fucking
a
baby,
like,
and
kicking
a dog.
Pedophile.
I love it. You're like doctored footage. It's like, hey, I'm a pedophile. Like, it's just like, and your parents are like, oh dear.
Yep.
Anyway.
Smear campaign. Good advice.
Smear campaign.
Hire a PR firm if you can't do it yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hire someone with some SEO optimization. Get their name bumped up.
No.
Get a bunk article on some Tumblr or something. Get it bumped up
to
the top.
Honolulu's an expensive place to live. However, you go on Craigslist. There's maybe like some kind of PR smear campaign person who's looking to build their career, and they might be able to work for a small thing.
Oh, yeah.
Look under those odd jobs on Craigslist.
200 roses.
Building their smear campaign resume.
Yes. You can ring that bell because that was your advice. Ooh.
Ooh, that was
three
a good
for
ring.
Three.
Well, we've helped a lot of our listeners. Now I think it's time to question our guest a bit.
Oh, yes.
Get to the bottom of this.
These are six sections. They're rapid fire sex questions.
All right, so I'll answer them
in a fire.
At the speed of fire.
Yeah, just.
Oh, yeah. Hot.
Yeah.
Hot fire.
Hot.
The speed of fire.
Are you ready?
It sounds like a terrible tagline for our product.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm ready.
Starting now.
If you had to make love to a piece of furniture, what would you choose?
Stool.
What's the sexiest animal?
I'm going to say... something about a dolphin.
Oh, yes. Who's your number one celebrity crush?
I would say, I don't have a celebrity.
Rapid fire.
I hate celebrity crushes. I don't know. Oh, I'm going to say, name a celebrity. I don't know. Oh, Ryan Gosling's cute.
Gosling.
Jesus. Tries to make us answer. Which Golden Girl best represents your dating habits?
The old one.
We got Noah trying to take it down.
Sophia.
On a low fiber diet. 69 or 420?
420.
Well,
sorry, I just didn't hear the question. 420, yeah.
That was your auto response from your email. It was just your signature.
And finally, and let's try to do this one like fire. What's the single most important characteristic you look for in a partner?
Loyalty.
Mm. Boom. Six sections with Noah Foreman.
Yes.
Does that sound bad, loyalty?
Bad?
No,
I don't mean loyal like do as I say. I mean
loyal. There's something about if we're going to read into it, I would say there's something about that is maybe you're kind of just a little, there's an insecurity I feel potentially
implied.
In that.
Sure, I don't like in a relationship having to think and worry question about where anything. I stand or question. I feel like it's not, what's the fucking,
I think you're right, though.
That.
I think it's a partner in crime. I think it's someone who their instinct would be is to be, have your back and stand up. And then later, maybe you can discuss what might have been the right move. But the, but in public and in mixed company, you're always, that
I
makes
think,
sense.
I That's think, true. Yeah, I think on a negative thing, it could be the insecurity. But the positive that I read into it is the partner in crime.
Yes.
You're like, I just want it to be like solid AF.
Yeah, yeah, and to be fair, I meant the only the positive reasons.
Sure,
and none of the negative.
None of that. No, no.
No, that's not true. Because you immediately said, is that bad?
Well, it just sounded like loyalty was, because in my mind, I was like, did I just say, like, I want her to be loyal to me and only, like,
and
that
just tattoo
weird.
Your name on her titos?
Can I tell you what I hated? Can I tell you what I hated about that last segment?
Ryan Gosling?
God, you have so many opinions about our show.
Well.
Our listeners.
I am your guest.
Murph's breasts.
That's true. You've been staring at my breasts for the last 20 minutes.
Well, you aren't wearing a shirt, dear.
Rock hard right
yes,
now, Murph.
That's what they do.
No, here's what I don't like about it. And this is actually not what I don't like about this segment. I don't like about it personally.
Mm-hmm.
I have a really, really hard time picking favorites when someone's like, what's your favorite movie? What's your favorite this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think my brain works that way. And I get really stressed out. So when someone says, like, again, like, what's the sexiest animal? Whatever this
is. You're worried you're going to let an animal down.
I get really stressed out because I don't think my brain picks favorites in that way. Even when you guys, you know, what's my favorite drink? I gave you two answers and also like whiskey, but I also really like tequila and gin. Like,
yes.
You know, whiskey.
Wait, two answers? You said 420 was your email signature.
Oh, you know what?
That was a joke. You fucking snake.
Also, if you didn't like that it was stressful, we try to stress you out. I don't know if you noticed, but we're playing Flight of the Bumblebee. We're screaming at you. We're ringing a bell.
Yes.
What a
Haas even had to chime in to let you know that it was rapid fire.
What a perfectly named song.
Grunts. Yeah, the Flight of the Bumblebee.
I mean, is there a more perfectly named song?
Nope.
Well,
can we get another? Can we hear that again?
Someone positive.
What's that? It sounds like bumblebees.
Yeah, they're swarming all around you.
Yeah.
They're
no, there's nothing about this that doesn't say Flight of the Bumblebees.
Nope. This is the soundtrack
of
Mother
Nature.
Okay,
turn it off. Come on, man.
Jeez, he's having a panic attack.
Yo, the other thing was you forced Gosling in there, so I know that you don't really feel that way.
God, but I want time to – here's the thing. I don't just have an answer. I want time to – I don't want a rapid fire. I want time to think about
it. But I felt you were sincere with the dolphin.
Well, go do someone else's podcast.
Go do a podcast where there's no rapid fire answers with the Flight of the Bumblebee.
It'll you be also, called slow answers.
You did eventually come around and you're just like, there's something about the dolphin.
I mean, I didn't
buy it when you said Gosling.
No, because I, you know.
You know what I was thinking about?
Here's the problem. I couldn't think of a single female. I couldn't think of a single actress. Was that what it was? Actress or celebrity?
Celebrity, yeah.
I couldn't think of a single female celebrity.
You couldn't think of one?
Not one. Not in the moment. Now I can.
Underrepresented.
I have two
Oprah?
Things.
Oprah slipped your mind?
I couldn't think of any celebrities. It's just that Ryan Gosling, I mean, if any celebrity is going to come to your mind, it's probably going to be Ryan Gosling.
Okay, two things. When you said there's something about a dolphin, I thought about there's something about Mary, and I thought about a dolphin with the cum hair.
Ooh.
And then when you said Ryan Gosling, I would like to mention that Ryan Gosling and I have the same birthday.
Yes.
Which we found out last night, so it feels relevant.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's something about Scorpios.
There is something about Scorpios.
Haas, did you just burp into the microphone?
No, it was a way.
It travels, the speed of belch.
This case remains open.
You also hesitated on 420, but that's a no-brainer.
That was just
for
because
you.
The whole situation, I was so overwhelmed. I just.
The stool all, you didn't have.
I really
on.
Don't like, and I can tell you, anytime I'm asked, like, what's my favorite or something, it.
My brother says that. He says he has a hard time with the favorite.
I just,
thing.
It's
he
just
says
like,
whenever
I'll give you an answer, but I don't know if I feel
song.
This way.
But
I think
that's
too things.
Worrying too much that it's actually your favorite. I think all you have to say is something that you like or think of, because that gives us insight.
Well, and let go into the subconscious, because if that's the rapid fire. If you just let go.
Oh, yeah, like that stool.
The stool was.
Have
like,
you had sex with the stool?
Because that was there. You didn't have to think. You just let,
you know,
you let go.
But, you know, I don't think I've had sex with a stool. If I'm being perfectly honest, I don't think I've had sex with a stool.
That's a bombshell.
Wow. I mean, there's the stools that are, like, padded, like the diner stools. Mm. But then there's, like, the old wooden stool where
yeah,
you're
the
like,
saloon
that'd be
stool.
Hard. Yeah.
I think, yeah, there's a stool is a pretty.
They're leggy. It's a leggy piece
I mean,
of furniture.
Literally.
Yes.
Nice stems.
Nice stems.
And they don't have a face. It's great.
And
oh, my.
Tits out to forever.
Tits out to forever.
That stool's been getting high.
Well, what do you say?
Let's do it.
Let's make it wet.
Ooh, make it wet.
Haas, you doing okay over there?
Haas, I am. I'm the judge, and I'm ready to.
I love you,
decree.
Haas. I love you, Haas.
Haas sits in judgment of us, and we're gonna have a contest between the three of us. We have to take a passage. you know, we gather all sorts of passages from various mediums that weren't written to be sexy, but we got to put on our sultry voices.
We try to read it erotically, no matter what it is.
No matter what.
Has, what's our source material today?
Well, today we'll be reading all about how to play Noah's favorite sports game, hockey.
Woo woo!
These are the rules of hockey.
Absolutely wonderful. Thank you guys for including hockey in this.
Of course. So we'll have Marf lead us off.
Marf.
You got Durf going.
Name's Marfa.
Marfa.
It's me, Marfa.
All right, Marfa. Grab that dick. Oh, I meant stick.
Wow.
The good old hockey game, the best game you can name. Stompin' Tom hockey is a team sport played on a large surface of ice. Players wear ice skates with sharp blades that glide smoothly along the ice surface.
Ooh.
Sticks in hands. The players battle to put the puck past the goalie and the opposing team's net.
Damn. Mm.
Stompin' Tom hockey.
Chew-wee.
I think that's the guy who said that quote. There's a punctuation error there, sorry.
Well, I went with it. I wondered what it was.
I thought it sounded great. Haz, who's next?
You know what? Diana, you can be second.
Thanks.
Great. Now, put on those nads. Oh, geez. Guys, I meant pads.
Wow. Thanks.
Nads.
Okay, here I go.
Oh, yeah. Begin now.
Each team has anywhere from 12 to 30-plus players with at least one designated goalie. Players are designated either defensive or offensive players. Each team has three forwards on the ice, a center, right wing, and left wing, two defensive players, and a goalie. That is unless the team is shorthanded because of a penalty.
Before we put that away, how many players did it say?
It said 12 to 30 plus.
Sounds like whoever wrote this just didn't feel like doing
Stomp
any research.
Stomp and Tom, yeah. They did, yeah.
Well, we found it on WikiHow.
Oh, WikiHow, is that?
It's on Crackle.
Okay, good.
Great, all right. Well, Noah, you're our last competitor.
But not least.
Definitely not least. Are you ready?
I am. I'm basically just going to replace one word with another.
Perfect.
Great. All right. Well, let's see if you can get me hard. Oh, I mean, put in your mouth guard.
And I should go now.
Yeah, now you go. Okay.
All right. The goal line. The cock must go past the goal line into the net to be considered a goal. Also, if a player shoots the cock past the center line and goal line on the opposing side, the referee will call icing. Play will stop, and the cock will be brought back to the shooter's end.
Oh, my.
Damn.
All it took was one word.
As you can see, I replaced, I added the word cock.
Yes.
Where it originally said penis.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, you got, no need to go PG, you know?
I actually love when people take creative license with this segment.
I do too. Now, also for fact checking purposes, you are a hockey player. What do you feel about that? Other than the 30 plus?
Well, I mean, all of this is true. I'll be honest, I wasn't really internalizing every word. Mm. But no, this is all true. Like past the center line or the goal line opponent. So, yeah, this is all right.
WikiHow. Good work.
But yeah, the 12 to 30 plus is like.
NHL teams normally carry?
Well, you dress 18, I believe, right? That's, what's 3 times 4? Diana, what's 3 times 4?
12.
What's 2 times 3?
Good one.
6.
What's 6 plus 12?
18.
Yeah, 18 is normally what you're dressing. And then I think you have 2 or 3 healthy scratches. This is NHL.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe different in Europe. I don't know.
Everything's a little different in Europe, I find.
Yeah. Metric, that could affect things.
It could.
It's true. You know, they play on a bigger ice in Europe. The whole rink is different, and therefore they've developed a different kind of game that's more based on, you know, speed and finesse.
Sure.
Than
well,
the
spacing,
big hitting.
Spacing is all about.
The
yeah,
North
yeah.
American game is very big hitting and it's smaller. So you're
that makes around. Total mm-hmm. sense to me. It's like football here, but football in Europe, just kicking a ball around.
Yeah, it's true. Haz, if you're still with us,
I'm here, babies.
Who got you going?
Well, out of the three.
The mouth guard was an amazing stretch.
I'm gonna I'm gonna say, yeah, it's gotta be Noah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, you really knew how to, slap a cock right to my goal. I mean penis in my goal.
You got it.
So Noah, what'd you think of that segment?
Oh, that segment I really liked.
Cool. Yeah, we need the recaps after yeah. each segment.
No, things read in a sexy voice.
Yes.
Hockey.
We pandered to you, yeah.
It's really great. It did feel a little desperate.
Well, sure. We need it. We knew at the end. We're thirsty. We gotta give him some fucking, give him some hockey.
It's true.
Why don't they just have the obese goalies in hockey? Why don't they get the fattest person in the world?
This is the deal. They make them fat, Murph. What they do, they've said, here's what we'll do. We'll get the smallest, most athletic, flexible, quick people.
Sure.
And we'll turn them into fat people.
Right.
Like you take a jockey off a horse and you...
stretch him.
Totally. You look
pump
at goalies,
up the way
like,
they did in Tahaz in his old photos.
Yes. Yes.
But yes, I see what you're saying. Why don't you just get someone so fat that you can't get...
I'm saying the fattest person. I saw a program on, I think it was TLC.
Well, how wide is a goal?
Or might have been
you won't be able to cover everything up.
I think you could. This man I saw on TLC was... I actually want the dimensions. I think he would be able
but
to... He was over 1,000 pounds.
Could he be on skates,
he was so
though?
Wide.
Because you can't roll someone out on a chair. That's blocking
Is that
the
against
net.
The rules?
Okay, so here's what
to
the thing.
To slide someone out on the ice?
Here's the thing. To stand up, there's already going to be holes and places you can shove the cock into. Now, what you'd want to do is have someone so fat that they were sideways.
Yes,
right?
Yes, lay on the
side. Because you need to cover the bottom.
East
right?
to west. Yeah.
So they're wider horizontally than they are vertically.
Yes, so they need to be horizontally the height. They need to be, horizontally, turn to their side, will now be vertical, and they need to be, their horizontal size needs to be the height of the goal.
Right.
And
wow.
That's a big man.
Or woman.
Or woman.
If that's what we do at that point when we're just sticking the fattest man or woman we can in front of a goal sideways, I just don't think anyone would enjoy that.
A great 80s sports comedy, though.
It's true.
Like, Whoopi Goldberg coaches the team.
I feel like Kevin James is like a minute away from doing that.
What is it called? Fat cock?
Fat cock.
Fat cock 7. Even fatter. I agree with Noah, though, as funny of a premise as it is. It's like once the athletics are lost, it's less exciting.
I would say it would be frowned upon.
It's the person darting around
whoever
to
the worst
hit the franchise. Puck back.
It takes a lot out of it. It's a gimmick, frankly. But
definitely,
there have been managers
AHL,
and coaches in the past.
Minor leagues, you could do that in some indie league hockey. But I'll say this.
You're saving a guy's life, too.
Well,
it's kind of
like basketball. They're like, let's find the tallest people we can.
Totally.
Yeah, I mean,
so you're not like... It's
George
not
Mirosan
like,
was, you know... There's as like was Manute Bol, Sean
People
Bradley.
Just walking up and dropping it in the net.
Yeah.
And I'll say, I've heard this argument before about why don't you just get the fattest goalie you can, but I think you're missing the more interesting thing that what they currently do is they turn small people into fat people.
Right.
I think that's fascinating.
It is. Well, yeah,
these goalies look so stupid. They're so stupid in their stupid pads. Mm-hmm. You see them walking. If the second they leave the ice, they look so dumb.
Yeah.
Watching a goalie walk off the ice, they look so, so stupid.
Well, watching anyone walk in ice skates is pretty funny.
It's true because you're like...
Yeah, there's a wobble.
Waddling around.
Yeah, you couldn't get ice skates on the big boy. I just want to measure him. I'm going to go... I think he was in Kentucky. I'm going to look him up on TLC.
You get me measurements.
If I get
Road
measurements...
Trip.
Yes.
All right. Well, this has been very interesting.
Guys, I bought a hockey girdle today.
Oh,
what does
now
that
we're
mean?
Getting into the unmentionables
I got a hockey
of
girdle.
Hockey.
Like, does that just make you skinny for hockey?
Yeah.
And a little sexy. It makes you feel, you feel good, play
it's
good.
You have pants, you wear like padded pants. It's a certain type of padded pant that's a little tighter fitting.
Oh.
And you put a shell over it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but girdle
keeps
usually refers to your midsection.
Well, because it goes all the way up to here.
Got it.
That's all.
Well, I think
you guys brought up hockey.
I know. Oh, I also think when you're like, I heard the fat goalie thing from, like, it had to be for me. Because I think every time I see you, I bring that up.
I can't get 5 minutes into a conversation.
I'm going fat goalie.
I didn't realize how sexy hockey was till this very moment.
Yes. Well, let's get virtual sugar going, huh?
Let's do it.
Well, we know that you are married, but pretend that you're not for a moment. We want to see you
in action. It's called acting.
Should I take my ring off?
Sure.
Yes, if that helps.
Method. All right, so you're going to pick a name out of this cup. It's Murph, Diana, or Haas.
It's probably going to be Haas.
And you're going to go on an improvised date with that person.
Great.
So we can see you in action.
Okay.
He's reaching into the cup. He's choosing a piece of paper. Mm. Who will it be?
He's stirring the pieces of paper with his middle finger.
Oh, all right. He's opening up.
It says, Haas.
Haas!
Oh, my God.
I should have taken him out.
Haas, you are on an incredible streak.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, we can do this, though.
All right, so when I ring the bell, you guys are going to improvise a date so we can see what Noah's
like. Ask some questions, set the scene a little bit?
What?
Like, can I, like...
No, you can critique it after.
No,
but
no, no.
You
can I set
questions.
The scene, like, is this a first date? Is this, like, a...
It's up to you.
Anything you want.
You make the choice.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Have you ever done improv?
I've never taken an improv class.
Well, this is the best improv in town, is this virtual sugar segment, so buckle up.
Date begins now.
All right, so you are looking good.
Oh, thank you so much. You're looking good, too.
Yeah, I don't do Tinder, but I was like, let's do this.
Oh, yeah, you know, I actually really love Tinder. I go on a lot of Tinder dates.
I you know, getting back out there. So what do you say?
You're getting back out there. Did you go through a breakup recently?
My wife's dead.
Oh, your wife's dead?
Yeah.
Was it a tragedy or a blessing?
Poison.
Poison. Well, I don't know if you answered my question.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good, but I want to get back. Was it a tragedy or was it a blessing?
All death is tragic.
Well, that's true. And I suppose, though, you know, if something were to happen to certain people in power, I wouldn't be so upset.
Okay. I think I know what you mean.
I think you do.
Hey, guys. Can I get you some corn dogs?
I'm sorry. Do you work here?
I do, yeah. Welcome to Corn Dog Emporium. I'm Cheryl.
Oh. Your name tag says Deb.
Yeah. You know, honestly, it's my first day. I didn't have my name tag made.
What does this battered cock, you say, on stick?
Yeah, what we do is we take hot dogs and we dip it in some, you know, it's pretty close to pancake batter. There's a little bit of corn in there, and it makes a fun treat on the go.
I'll take a corn dog.
A corn dog.
I try. All right, why not?
Awesome. All right, be right back with that.
Thank you.
Noah. Noah.
Yes.
I found your hobbies intriguing.
Oh, yes. Which hobbies were those?
The hockey.
Yes, I'm very much a hockey hobbyist.
Pickling vegetable?
Yeah, I pickle vegetables.
Sports jersey collection?
You know, I have a bit of a collection.
Do you have any signed memorabilia?
I do. I have, and this is true, I have Wayne Gretzky's autograph. It's kind of a prized possession of mine.
That's impressive.
And if this works out between us, it could be a prized possession of ours.
Hi, guys. Deb actually just came in, and she needs her uniform back. So I'm going to be transferring my checks over to her, and I'm going to just wait outside the building till the next shift. So I apologize, and she'll be bringing over those dogs pretty soon.
Okay, you're a bit of a disaster, aren't you? Nope. She looked at me right in the eye and walked away. Didn't
answer. She's not continues to talk. But we can.
Sure, I'd love to keep talking.
I would say, though, my understanding is you meet for drink and you fuck. I feel like why are we eating these penis on stick? Can we just wrap this up?
Would you like to come back to my place?
Well, yeah, but you're talking about all this long-term stuff. I just want to just get into the dirt.
I'll be honest with you. I'm actually looking for a bit of a long-term thing here. I want to take this slow. I'm not just looking.
What is this, Christian Mingle?
You know, I actually don't. I don't go on Christian Mingle anymore because there was a little bit too much anti-Semitism.
Hey, fellas. Hi, Deb. I'm here. Take your order. What can I get you?
Oh, hi, Deb.
Hey.
We actually already put our orders in. Did
you already placed an order?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just got on my shift.
Oh. Well, maybe figure your shit out.
You know, it's hard working here. They don't have a.
He's right. Deb, this is a shit restaurant.
Excuse me, sir.
And it's so simple. It's stick food. Just bring the food. What's wrong with you?
I need to know how many sticks.
Where
I
I'm from, people like you, they work in cleaning animal shit.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love that gig. Because I'm telling you, working here at this Corn Dog Emporium is a real nightmare. I hate it and I hate my life.
Deb, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What's an emporium compared to something? Like, what makes an emporium an emporium?
You know what? It used to be called the Corndog Hut.
Okay, so we went from hut to emporium.
One of the big wigs decided emporium was more of a draw, I guess.
That has to be an upgrade. Hut to emporium? I feel like that's definitely an upgrade.
Yeah, and guess what? I'm still making the same wage I was at the hut.
Well, that doesn't seem fair.
No, not at all. I just can't leave. I mean, this is what I'm dealing with.
All right. Well, listen. Hut burned down. What was that, Haas?
Hut burned down.
Oh, hut burned down. I'm really glad that you're learning English.
Yeah. The hut did burn down. This man has a look in his eye. I don't care for him one bit.
Deb,
I'm sorry.
Deb,
I don't know if he's your friend.
Deb, can I talk to you for a moment? Deb, no, what do we pay you for?
Pushing the dogs,
yeah, and the sticks. And what are you doing? You're chit-chatting.
I'm sorry.
There's
a customer's being verbally abusive.
Excuse me, are you the manager?
I am.
I'd really prefer you didn't have this conversation in front of us, the customers.
But it's a tiny spot. I know the emporium makes you feel like it goes for miles. Those are just mirrors.
You guys are stretching the emporium definition.
Oh, yeah, the bigwigs wanted to stretch it out to an emporium.
Deb, don't talk about the brass and don't chit-chat. Just get the dogs on the sticks into the people's mouths. We talked about this. You're on strike three right now.
Manager person?
This is strike three for
you. Yeah.
Where are you from? Because you have a bit of a Midwestern accent. Did I?
That's interesting you say that. Yes, I am from the Midwest. I'm from Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin.
I've been wondering since I worked here where she's from.
Seems pretty obvious.
Peanut, Wisconsin. You ever been?
No, I've never been. Never been to Wisconsin at all, actually.
Oh, wow. It's a real hellhole, you know?
You know what's not as obvious as her being from the Midwest is your, for lack of a better term, your garbage friend here that's been really sassing me. Where is he from?
Well, I actually haven't.
If we're going to just start asking people
where they're
from.
I haven't gotten to that information yet on this date, but Haas, where are you from?
Oh, you're dead.
Lithuania.
Lithuania? Yeah.
Is that a Vince McMahon production?
No, it's the country. Changed names many times.
Is that true? I didn't know that. I assume you're talking about Lithuania or another country changed their name to Lithuania.
He's running from the law, clearly.
Formerly known as Lithuania.
You've done some terrible things and you just don't want to be found.
Peanut Wisconsin was originally Wisconsin City, Wisconsin. And now
is that
it's
true?
Peanut Wisconsin. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, you know, what am I doing?
We had a national holiday where we fucked donkey.
That's a national holiday.
Really?
What are you celebrating? What is that commemorating?
The first time someone fucked the donkey.
Oh, I see. So someone fucked the donkey, and you said we're going to celebrate this every year on the same day.
We've got a handful of holidays that are... Sorry.
You're fired.
Well, I've got 3 tickets to the Rangers game. Any takers?
The New York Rangers hockey team?
Yes.
No, thank you.
I wasn't even inviting you.
You know, I'd love to do that. I really love attending professional sporting events, let alone hockey events. Yeah, I'd love to go.
All right.
See that, Deb? When God closes a door, he opens a window. You're going on a date.
Why does God do that?
I don't know. Christian Mingle has
not explained
why,
if God's
much.
Closing the door, why is he then saying, now I got to open a window? The two have nothing to do with each other.
No. I mean, is he a merciful God? I don't know.
All right.
Hey, manager lady, do you want to do something?
This man is wanted in I think he's a fugitive of justice, and he's lying, and he's... Look, I'm going to the Rangers game. I don't care, and I'm fired, but honestly, it's been a pleasure working for you, even though this company sucks, and I hated this job. You were nice. So I just want to let you know, don't...
Thanks, Tom. That means a lot.
First off, I want to say I'm really glad I got to witness this. This was actually very cool. Second, I want to just clear something up. Mm. Haas, Are you wanted? Are you wanted? Are you evading the law?
Well, I'm sorry. I actually have to do this to you, Noah. You made a comment about our current president. I'm going to have to take you in. FBI, you're busted.
Can you not do this in the emporium? There's 3 customers waiting outside to get in here and eat some dogs.
Wow, this is such a bummer.
Sorry, you're going with me.
I mean, I'm going to prison.
Don't threaten.
Oh, I'm not threatening. I'm actually accepting the situation completely. Does this mean I'm going to prison?
Do not struggle with me.
The orders are coming.
Not struggling at all.
You're hired.
And can you admit something? Please to me, Lithuania is not a place, is it?
No, it's not.
Ah.
Wow.
A federal agent.
Who rang that bell in this restaurant?
No, the date's over.
Sorry, you're in the back of my patrol car now.
That date.
The new FBI.
It was like the Gone with the Wind of dates.
It was. It was epic. It was epic.
It was an epic.
I didn't know if that was an insult or not.
It was a long sting operation.
I'm just going to leave it at that. I don't know what Haas was doing.
He was.
What do you mean? What
undercover.
Was I doing? I made a real dumb choice.
It was like Vampire Borat.
Yeah, it was good. It was really good.
Vampire Borat.
And I mean that in the
Haas, I think you did a really wonderful job, and I think you're a fantastic improviser.
Also, Noah, thanks for noticing that I was from the Midwest.
Oh, you're welcome. We've performed together before. I know. I can get those little clues.
You know that Midwest.
Those really subtle
those
clues.
Those subtle little clues you drop.
You know.
I was sad that you just can't speak out, you know, freely against.
That is sad.
An oppressive regime.
Also sad.
Arrested.
Deb was fired. Also sad. We have to say goodbye to Noah.
Are you killing me?
This is it for you. This is the last thing people will remember you by, is whatever you have to say now.
Haas, can you turn the air off? We're going to leave Noah in this room.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Just overnight.
I don't know what the name of the song is, but I bet it's not as apt as...
Death of the Bumblebee.
Yeah, Bumblebee.
Yes, it is the...
but our listeners, they do not have to say ciao to Noah.
No.
They can follow him at @nforman on Twitter. He's got some good ones on there, folks.
He sure does. You got to see him live at the UCB Theater New York with Improvised Seinfeld. Next show, March 24th. Also, The Fix on March 15th. And Better Jeopardy debuting on March 8th.
Please come. Really nervous. No one's going
to. Noah will be Jerome's. He's not only Jerome Seinfeld, but he's now Alexander Trebek.
That's right.
Hey, fun fact. That's his real name, guys.
What, Jerome?
Yeah.
Yes!
Yes! Haas, amazing timing for once.
In coffee cars.
Also, you guys can catch up on all the Chris Gethard shows online. Thank you, Noah.
Thank you so much, Noah.
You're welcome.
It was a pleasure to have you here.
It was a pleasure to be here.
Wow. We also legally have to thank our producer, Bubble Butt. That's Ben Hosley.
And our mama, UCB Comedy, for hosting us. Tweeted us at Menagerie Audio.
Thank you, mama. Goodbye.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.